Thank you for being with us today. This is Brother Clint, and Brother Freedom is here, and my wife Jan is here, and we're in the living room, and we're so thankful for the Lord's goodness. He always is full of goodness. He's our hope and our help. Father, we just rejoice in you today because you are so what we need. You're our satisfaction. You're our hope. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to die for us. We didn't deserve it. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to be our comforter and our helper, that we won't be orphans here. We have help from heaven. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. We just give you praise. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Freedom, too. What a privilege that you moved us to this town. We didn't know he lived here, and you divinely brought us into contact with our dear Brother Freedom. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, bless him today as he preaches. Amen and amen. Brother Freedom wants us to take a look at Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Thank you. We just welcome everyone throughout the world today, wherever you are. I pray that God will come into your heart and in your being, that you might receive strength from the Lord. I truly believe that God is God, and he can do anything he wishes, and he's going to do it in these last hours for his own. And I believe that there's going to be reward people by him helping you, strengthening you, and helping you wherever you are. You may see troubles where you are, but God's your answer. And I just pray that God will bless you this day. We pray that God will move upon you by the Word of God. He comes through the power through the Word of God. That's how he works. The Word of God, when it enters into your heart, it does something that no other substance can do upon this land. Only that refreshing of God's abiding power by his Spirit with the Word that comes at the same time transformed you from glory to glory. And that's what we need today. We need no longer have no glory, but we need glory. Our hearts, our lives need to be filled with glory. And Father, we do praise you this day. We want you to touch your people this day in a very special way. Lord God, help us this day. Lord, move upon us as only you can. Lord, I'm weak, and you're all power. But Lord God, when I have nothing, you're more than I'm able to do. You can take little and get much out of it. I'm the little, and I pray that you'll get much out this day by your power. I claim it in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Any man loveth the world, love the Father is not in him. So I truly believe there is a place while we're heaven on earth, even though we're brushing shoulders with the wicked and every place else, there's a place within our own being can walk under the shadow of the Almighty. And I believe we can even say the Lord, He is my refuge. Now this only is a goes to God's children, the chosen ones of God, the ones that desire it, the ones that seek Him. Because if you try to do it within yourself, there's no room for you. And John, where it says, greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. And the world seeth Him not because they need to know Him, but He shall dwell within you. So there's something about God's power is able that we can be in France, we can be in Germany. The conditions around us does not change our being with the Lord. Even in hell, if God chose to put us there, He would be with us. And sometimes we can get in some hellish ways around us, and we desire the comfort that only comes from our Heavenly Father. From what He's done through His Son, Jesus, through the power of Jesus Christ, His victory upon that cross. He that dwelleth in a secret place will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's not for the wayward people. It's not for those that lost their way. It's for the righteous that know the way of Christ, who have been born again, filled with the power of God and the anointing upon it. It's a secret place. That's why it's a secret place. And you have to choose it. And you got to keep desiring it. You get on the road of holiness. The Bible talks about on the way of holiness. It's only for the people of God. See, God always lets us, He gives us always choices. He's so kind and so wonderful, but He'll let us choose all the time. And through that, we get on this road, starting out in a holy living, in the secret place of the Most High. There gets to be, you don't have to stay in there if you don't want it. The little detours. Oh, this next off ramp. Oh, you've got fun raw. Oh, it's got a lot of fun here. And you just need to come and try it. Next time you get off and you keep going on this road, seeking God, you see these other, oh, did you miss that? We got pleasures beyond description. The Bible says the Lord is, He's close. He's a friend that stick us closer than a brother. We have to do choosing all the time. When we get on this road, we haven't got a license that we're going to stay there. We can lose out very quickly because we can take one of these off ramps and get off, and then we got to go a long, long ways backtracking to get back on where we can get back on again, because there's nothing like it. When you come in God's presence, in His presence, there's fullness of joy. Just think about it. In His presence. This doesn't happen outside. It's inside. It's not there for the people of the world. You must come out of the world. Bible plainly says, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. I shall dwell with them. God will walk with you. He'll be your God, and ye shall be His people. It says, therefore come out from among it, and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. What gets us in trouble? We're like a little, he used to have these cartoons with a little ugly duckling get out here, and he wanted to find out what was going to happen. See, God's people are content whatever state they're in. We don't have to get out here and be curious about how the moon got, or all these things that draw us away. Oh, they see this? Curiosity says it kills the cat. Curiosity can cause us to venture off into something that we know we need to stay away from. When you get around 640, I was in a hospital, and they used to have a generator set in this hospital. And it was for standby, and I went out to check it one day, and this fellow said, it's all shut on. It's all, you can go in there. And little did I know it wasn't, and I would have got zipped really heavy if I hadn't chose to do some testing. See, there's traps in this world. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. He wants leeches. He's there to give you oppression. He's there to, whatever he can do to get you to get out of the secret place. The secret place is, oh, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. Such a reverse. He says, no evil shall fall thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. You're not going to find that out in the world. When you're out here in the world, yes, you can have your fun. You can go to places. You can have all the terribleness. It's awful what they offer you. Because the love of God should be so heavy within my heart that I don't desire this. I don't need it. But if I've got a desire that lets me, I'm sort of halfway, so I'm very curious as what I'm thinking about changing. God sees that thinking about changing.
My mind means be stayed on Him. He shall keep Him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee. Our minds get sort of wavery. We go out here, well, I'm looking, boy, doesn't that lady look good? Doesn't the man look good? No, those are temptations. Thou must be not tempted. There's no temptation taking you, what's his calling that? But God is faithful. He's not suffering you to be tempted beyond that you're able to bear it. With that temptation, make a way of escape that ye might be able to bear it. But, oh man, oh woman, we want to have it. We want to have our cake and eat it. There's some cake that's not good to eat. It'll give you digestion, it'll give you troubles, and that's why these things are camouflaged by the enemy. They look good out here. Oh, they look good. Why don't you come down here where the men have fun, where the women have all these, what they do, I don't know, what they, honky-tonks, what they used to call them. Oh, you never had such fun. Oh, the music is, no, it's terrible. But see, when we come to the Lord, we don't after that drummer. Our heart's in tune with the Lord. We should be happy in the presence of God. And if we're not happy with that, it's like one, I had a job, I told this fellow, I says, I wanted to get a mechanic. He said, if you're not happy, then you better quit. And I see, and there was something about that. If you're not happy, God sees it. Maybe you need to get off one of these side roads. The Lord wants us to be 100% sure of Him. There's no halfways in the kingdom of God. You're all the way. Satan comes in the halfway. He says, oh, for just a few seconds, just come out here. And I want to give you a massage. I want to get you something. You don't have to be moved upon by his trickery. He has plans for all people. And those plans are not good. You're going to live in eternity forever and ever and ever. That's what those plans disturb the things that God's got for you is a plan. Stay away from all harm. Everything out there is forbidden. It's forbidden fruit. You cannot have taste it. You don't need it. He provides us everything. We provide us with the goodness. Oh, the love of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave us that love. It's beyond anything that we can imagine. And heaven is going to be full of it. But right now we got to keep in a place while we're here waiting on the arrival of His coming. Through that time, from the time that we're saved, the time that arrival takes place, Satan works very hard to get us pulled over close to Him. And I'll tell you, he does a very good job of camouflaging. He'll blind you, disturb you, and you'll think you're doing okay and you're going His way. That's what he's doing to the world right now. Lord, just put this in my mind so vividly. God's here to help you. The enemy here to remove what God's given you. And we're the only one can let it happen. We can keep it, it's beyond our choosing. Daily, we got to say, Lord, I want your will daily. Because if we lose it daily, by the end of the week, we're going off and we're getting blinded already. You say, I still love God. And I say, yes, you do, but you're getting pulled away. That pulling gets you like a magnet. And when it gets so far, bang, it's gone. You never see a magnet? Boy, just, this is instantaneous. You there for a while, you think I'm all right. Satan just like to tempt us that way. And lets us, we think, well, I'm doing fine. I'm not sick. But Satan even brings sickness. He brings all the problems that we face in life. I guarantee if you come a sheet of a cold, you'll not even get sick. If you stay where you should be, He that dwells in the place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Most High. I will say, He is my refuge. I can testify. Oh my God, there's nothing like Him. I've not seen the righteous forsaken, neither seed baking bread. Greater is He that's in me, and He is in the world. Now unto Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly. All you can ask and think according to the power that works within us. Power! Now unto Him is able to keep you from falling. Present you faultless before His presence with exceeding joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You can't have this out in the world. You've got a false joy, a false peace, it's all camouflage. It's not really what it looks like. It's like it's all wrapped up in a beautiful box. Inside the box, there's snakes, there's vipers, there's every cruddy thing there is. God is everything open. It's all present. I don't want those crazy things. Lord, shelter me. He that dwelleth speaketh, shall abide another. This shelter, keep me away from that. The Lord says, stay away from it. And we as God's children are curious. I want to see what's in that. No, there's a connection to that. When Eve took the forbidden fruit, that's what she did. She was not supposed to take that fruit. It was going to be her death. Bible says the wages of what? Sin is death. Jesus died on that cross for our sins. But if we continually afterwards keep, I don't know how far, and some people don't even ask forgiveness. So I can't say. It says, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress. But I can't say. Only God can say. He is the way. And when we decrease, He increases. Brother Freedom is not even a tick anymore. I mean, I can't even hardly talk. But God's supernatural. And I waited all my life for this day, so it's very important to me that I carry out the task that God hath birthed in me by His glory, the Holy Ghost, that I am not me, even though I have no power, I can't only walk. I am going to do a great work because God's going to anoint me with a supernatural power that's above anything that man has. But I'll guarantee you, it didn't start by choosing the wrong way. It chose the right way step by step to this day. And I'll guarantee you, if you're in and out Christian, God's going to let you be in and out. And when you're not in, you're going to miss it. Because when you should be in, you're out. That's what's happened. When the roll call's given, I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to walk it step by step. If the last of my step, I'll hardly be able to walk. But I'll say, Lord, I've done my best. And you promised you, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk at that last hour. Thou shalt lead me to the path of righteousness for thy name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley, which is coming up very soon, that I shall fear no evil. But thou art with me. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff cover me. Thou anointest my head. I come a sheet of a cup of it with oil. My cup runs over. But it doesn't happen by playing Russian roulette. That's what we do with our lives. We put a Russian roulette, you all know what that is, fill the chamber, rotate the old, and pull the trigger. That's what we do. We gamble. God doesn't want us to gamble. He doesn't want to take this chances. Everything is possible. What you do, it's by faith. When I left the house this morning, it's by faith. Supernatural faith. Because I was waiting for this right here. Nothing else. The Word of God. It's above everything. It's the mighty thing of God. We have elevated that everything else is here and God, well, everything else here and God's way down here. No, God up here. He's got to bring us up to Him. He never does drop us up. The Satan does that. He pulls you down. He keeps pulling you down. Sir, he keeps pulling you down to your loaded down with powers, with weaknesses, with problems. Did you say, I can't make it? Why has God done this for? No, you did it, sir. You've done it. You, pastor, you've done it. Read the first chapter of Romans. God says that He turned you over to a reprobate mind. You don't realize what you've done. But you need to have a prayer meeting right now. You need it out there. You need to get saved, full of the Holy Ghost, and on fire for God. God will forgive you. But you've got to seek Him. His coming. It's nigh this day. We have God, people needs to be prepared. Each one of us. I got to prepare for tomorrow. Today. I don't wait for tomorrow. I got to do it today. Tomorrow comes, I got to prepare for the next day. I got to be ready. I have to take medicine. I prepare. I got 3 weeks medicine. I prepare. And that's what we should be. All with God. It's always prepared. We're always prepared. Listen. The only way we prepare to stand in the secret place of the Most High. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare and the fowler. Satan's out here to hiss at you, to bring problems in your life, but in that you cannot get, even at the time of that trouble, you've got to say, God's still in it. Things happen. But still God has to be in those areas that, yes, they're problems, but God will see us through. God is there in every instant you face. God is the most important. He will bring it to pass. We have to learn to rest patiently in Him. He is our hope. He's our strength. Without it, we have not the high tower, Lord Jesus Christ. We're find ourselves wanting. And oh man of God, we're going to find ourselves wanting unless you serve God every day with all your heart, with all your soul, all within you. Put Him first. It's not just a happenstance. It's got to be a choice. Choose you this day. Continuous. Because if any slack part, you're going to lose it. The blindness of the Lord showed me so fast, the blindness is coming in and blinds the heart. They can't dull of hearing, can't hear, lost the first love. They have no more faith. They're walking in gloom. That's where the church is. Gloom, all despair, wicked imaginations, false accusers, inconsistent, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than love of God, having the form of God, denying the power of thereof from such, turn away. God says, turn away, my children. Seek ye first my kingdom, and then all these things shall be added. Seek that one that can help you. You know, we work our lives, we pay in our lives for to be able to live the last few years of life with, like, Social Security, operating engineers, all these things that we take in as a, to keep us going after we stop working. In that time, most of us, it's been a proven fact, takes the easy way. I know I talked to a man that he said he's seen it too. When people go in this fashion, it's only a few years they're gone. See, God did not make us the easy, soft living makes us where we don't live very long. But I work very hard. And God seen that as a very plus. Come and see the book. He likes it when we work purpose, work steady for Him. I just looked yesterday, and 2 days in a row there, I seen these bunch of men. Every time I went by, they was all sitting there. Oh, they was out there just, they're supposed to be working. I went by a couple times, seen it, and I says, that's not right, Lord. That's why we're in trouble in this land. Our young men don't know how to work. They want drugs. They want a freebie. But the freebies are ending. Our country is down to where it can't give out help. A lot of troublesome coming up because we as God's people are not where we should be. We're living in a place of ease. Ease of Zion. We want easy living. We want soft living. Yes, drugs have probably let us all live longer. Myself, I've been already gone. It's my thyroid quit. I didn't want to take a pill. And finally, the Lord gave me a dream. He showed me myself in white. And I had IVs. The Lord said, I want you to do it. Because I was a little prideful in myself because I just knew that I was going to be healed. I was willing to almost face death because I knew that I could get healed. No, it's God that even does that. We're so fearfully, it would have remained that that's when we need to talk to Jesus every day of our life. We need to consult with Him daily because we don't know where we are without consulting Him. My little children, these right things are writing you to sin not, but any man sin, we have the advocate. That's the law. Advocate is a lawyer through the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. His propitiation of our sins, not for sins only, for the sins of the whole world. Jesus is a lawyer for me. He keeps me. He promotes me. He's wonderful. He's healed me. And out there today, unless you have Jesus in your heart in the fullness, you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. You can't imagine how bad it's going to be in this land pretty soon. I want it to be taken out before it happens because there's going to be lawlessness. When you don't have jobs, when the prison gets so full you can't contain them, you're going to have lawlessness in your street. It's not going to be fit for women to get out, men either, because they're going to mean business out there. Satan, when he gets loose on the streets, it's going to bring chaos to this land we live in. We don't have police departments, don't have armies enough to stop it. I see right now, I see it, they drive recklessly, they drive tremendously because evil's in their minds. You can see every place that evilness is in the minds of heart. They, when they speak to you, they're really gruff because evilness, evil's in the, we're living that time and what evilness is ever were present. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's the only place, men and women, brothers and sisters out there, that you can go to the secret place of the Most High. You got to live in that secret place. No ill shall fall thee. No ill shall fall thee. Nor plague. I claim that all the time. Nothing. Nothing. Nor plague come nigh the only one of thine eyes. Shall I behold, see the reward of the wicked. We're going to see. He's going to get salt for it. God's going to take care of you. His eye is on the sparrow. And I know he watches me. He's there to deliver you. He's there to fulfill you. He's there to protect you. He's there to guide you. He's there to move only with his love. Just imagine that love of God. You're going through the you see all the imps out there every place, and you just don't feel nothing. If people say, where you at? I'm not with you. I'm in God's love. I'm in secret place the Most High. Oh, how can you be there? Well, you don't tell them that. It won't better them a bit if you tell them. See, I told a young man yesterday, I said, people don't get saved unless the Spirit draws. I guarantee you, I know, all you do is antagonize people, and you just upset them, and pretty soon they're going to get you off the street, because they don't want these antagonized. See, there's people that's moved by the Spirit that should be conducting God's work, but they're not in the Spirit. So it's not taking place. This brings anti-things against the people's hair. So they're against the Christian because of the things that God just showed me. All these things are coming to pass. You can't believe. It's all the little pieces are filling, the puzzles filling. So all this puzzle being molded right now. It's coming in the last puzzle that fits is Jesus coming through the clouds of glory. He's coming very soon. But these are all puzzles. Men working, not working. All these things. Mexico having this troubles. It's all part of the puzzle. The Bible says, I'm knowing the time. Now what is high time to wake out of sleep. Oh man, oh woman, wherever you are throughout the world, you need to wake out of sleep and be ready for the coming of our Lord. I don't know where you're at, but I know perilous times are here. Troublesome times are here. A day, Daniel said, a day that's never seen, never been. It's here. I don't care what these churches say. There's troublesome times are here. You see it in the street every place. Maybe if they stand in church, they don't see nothing. But out here in the street, there's problems. There's troubles. We can't hide ourselves under like an ostrich. Bury your head in the sand. You got to see the signs are truly here. Look at the floods. Look at the problem. Some places unruly hot, yet we're having good weather. I will say that. God is the answer. The weather comes from the Lord. He caused the rain. He caused the cloud. It says in there, he causes these things to happen. God is God. We can't imagine ourselves because our imagination isn't right. God knows when you're imagining these things. He knows what we think. And he's telling me that people are very prideful. They're very not considerate of him. God should be our first consideration. Then people. But God is first. And ourselves, way down someplace. We need to walk humbly before our God. In closing, be ye clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself therefore in the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober! Be vigilant! Be sober! What's that mean? It means what it says. Be sober. What's alcohol makes you drunkenness? And people get drunken in this world. The cares of this world is drunkenness. God says, be sober. Be vigilant. Vigilant. Taking my brought up right now. Vigilant. Because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion seeketh whom he may devour. Who resists steadfast in the faith. Knowing the same afflictions are on the brethren and twits of the world. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord in a strait. Draw nigh unto God and God will draw nigh unto you. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Church, if you need to resist him, resist his activities. Come in the secret place of the Most High and God will bless you. You need to be blessed by God. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us and God bless you, bless you, bless you.